I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mint Climate Change Tracker, a podcast where we talk about the challenges posed by a rapidly heating planet. I'm your host, Vivek Bhattacharya. Folks, as you well know by now, climate change is a process. It's not an isolated event that leads to certain consequences, like, for example, the coronavirus pandemic. The process of global heating and the way the Earth's climate is changing is triggered by the amount of greenhouse gas emissions we release into the atmosphere. As time goes by and our emissions continue, gases like carbon and methane reach critical levels in our atmosphere. And this traps enormous quantities of heat both in the air and in the ocean. Imagine that Earth has a fever where its temperature is constantly rising. And this plays havoc with the planet's natural systems. Once climate change reaches a critical point, it accelerates and then there is no stopping it. Now, India is at a high risk from climate change impacts. I've spoken about this before, but I mention it today because last month, India's Ministry of Earth Sciences brought out a report prepared by Indian scientists that say exactly this. It is India's first ever official climate change assessment, and according to it, India's average temperature has risen by 0.7 degrees Celsius between 1901 and 2018. And this is purely due to greenhouse gas emissions. The assessment says that in a best-case scenario, India's temperatures will rise by 2.7 degrees Celsius by 2100. If we continue to burn fossil fuels at our present rates, then temperatures will rise by 4.4 degrees Celsius. Now, this is quite an unimaginable future, and obviously a very scary one. Imagine an India where summer heat waves are much more frequent and much more intense. Imagine terrible humidity combined with terrible heat. Imagine super cyclones hitting the country multiple times a year. Imagine entire cities abandoned. Imagine severe water scarcity. As usual, it's best to listen to the experts when faced with nightmare scenarios like this. So, to discuss the assessment report, I have with me today one of the scientists who helped write it, Dr. Chirag Thara. Chirag is a physicist and climatologist working at the Center for Climate Change Research at the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, Pune. He holds a PhD in climate science from the Max Planck Institute for Biogeochemistry in Germany and a second PhD in theoretical physics from the Institute of Photonic Sciences in Spain. Hi Chirag, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on here.
Hi, Vivek. Thanks so much.
Now, Chirag, I'd like to get straight to the climate change report that you helped write. Now, for the sake of my listeners, what I'd like you to tell me is what were the key findings of the report?
So our report, it's called the Assessment of Climate Change over the Indian Region.
Right.
It deals with all aspects of climate change over the Indian Indian subcontinent,
mm-hmm.
As well as including the Himalayas.
Right.
So, there are 12 chapters, each of them dealing with one particular aspect of climate change. So there's one on temperature mean and temperature extremes, including heat waves.
Right.
There's one on precipitation extremes, its implications for floods and droughts,
mm-hmm.
Sea level rise, extreme storms, Indian Ocean warming, Himalayas. All of these are different chapters.
Right.
So we kind of assess what kind of changes have occurred until now, mm-hmm. why they've occurred, how do you attribute them, whether to natural causes, natural mechanisms, or human anthropogenic mechanisms. And our report deals with what changes have occurred in the recent past, and what changes are projected by climate models to happen in the future, given anthropogenic activities, both in terms of greenhouse gas emissions as well as what are called aerosols, which is basically air pollution.
Given this, so what are the general findings that you have in the report?
We've assessed that India's temperatures since basically pre-industrial times has risen by about 0.7 degrees centigrade.
Right.
Now, this rise in temperature is slightly smaller than the rise in temperature in the global average, which is about 1 degree, as the recent IPCC report has assessed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the reasons why the change in India's temperature has been relatively muted is what are called aerosols, which is basically what we know as particulate matter pollution, PM2.5 and PM10. Aside from direct health effects of this particulate matter pollution or aerosols, they also affect the climate on regional scales. On global scales, their effects are relatively small.
Right.
But on regional scales, where there's significant amounts of aerosol loading in the atmosphere, it can, firstly, mute temperature rise because it actually sits in the atmosphere and reflects solar radiation. And secondly, it can affect precipitation. So, in fact, the rise in temperature of 0.7 would have been higher in the absence of aerosol loading over the Indian subcontinent.
Right.
In addition, there have been changes in temperature extremes, where the temperature of the hottest day in the year has increased by about half a degree centigrade, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
The temperature of the coldest night of the year has also increased.
Right.
And even these are projected to increase by substantially by a couple of degrees or more by the middle of the century, even under a mid-emission scenario. The other aspect is heat waves. Now, heat waves have increased to a certain degree, but it's going to increase, according to climate models, substantially more.
Right.
So, for example, again, if we take a mid-emission scenario, what's called a mid-emission scenario, climate models are projecting that heat waves will increase by about 20% in length and about 2.5 times the number.
Right.
Okay, so very significant changes.
Frequency, basically.
Frequency is about 2.5 times, and duration is about 20% more than the current period. Most important aspect of climate change in India is, I think, quite obviously, the Indian monsoon. Since the middle of last century, the 20th century, rainfall has declined by about 6% in India on average.
Right.
But these changes are not uniform, and the Indo-Gangetic plains are among those that have seen the highest decreases in rainfall.
Right.
That's where most of India's agricultural activity is. And so the impacts of changes are amplified by the demographics and the land use changes or land use that happens in these areas.
Right.
On the other hand, climate models are also saying, although there's been a decline in the Indian monsoon rainfall in the past, with warming, rainfall is going to increase by about 6% by the middle of the century in a mid-emission scenario.
Right.
Now, the reason for that is simply that there is more moisture in a warmer atmosphere. But here there is a slight problem in that climate models, there is a wide range of projections among climate models because there are many, many of these climate models by different modeling groups worldwide.
Right.
There needs to be a much larger effort towards quantifying more precisely what to expect.
Right.
Other major aspect of climate change, I would say sea level rise for India. It's got a very long coastline. And there's a lot of infrastructural projects along India's coast, power plants, for example.
Right.
And sea level rise in the North Indian Ocean is about 3.3 millimeters per year. That's our assessment. And that rate is projected to increase.
Right.
with warming. And this poses major dangers for us in terms of where infrastructure should be sited and what are the precautions we need to take so that they have their lifespan doesn't become much shorter than it's intended to be because they are unable to cope with things like rising sea levels.
In terms of climate change impacts, a lot of projected outcomes place India at a worse situation than the global average on many parameters.
Right.
So what are the specific areas that concern you as a climatologist?
What I'll say now is probably more an informed opinion because we don't actually work on impacts per se.
Right.
I think the areas of concern are, of course, temperature and precipitation extremes. They are the ones that affect, change in average. It's easier to adapt to that than changes in extremes.
Right.
And so a longer heat wave, as we are saying, as our report assesses, is going to happen, or more intense heat waves, higher frequency of heat waves, or a greater fraction of the rainfall coming down as intense rain rather than more uniformly spread out rain. These are the aspects which are of grave concern, both to human health and to our food and water availability, security. Neither very heavy rainfall nor an increasing duration of dry spells is good either for agriculture or for groundwater restoration and so on.
Right.
But I think what's much more critical is compounded impacts. So if you have a summer heat wave and an intensifying summer heat wave, which gets followed by more likely floods and drought situation, that is of great concern because all of these things are happening in a country with a demographic, with a high density population.
Right.
Many regions which are economically arguably unable to cope relative to some other parts of the world. So it's this convergence of physical changes along with demographic issues which our country is faced with that are areas of most concern. And just one other thing I would add there. I think one of the parts of the country which faces a lot of compounded impacts are the Indo-Gangetic Plains and the Sundarbans. Because there, firstly, like I said, there's been a decrease in rainfall in that region. Also, that whole area is very humid.
Correct.
Because of these massive rivers that flow through them.
Right.
So you have very hot conditions there during the summer, along with very humid conditions. And that, this combined effect of temperature and humidity is what's really problematic, really affects human health.
Right. Is this what is what they call the wet bulb temperature?
Exactly. And so the wet bulb temperature, as you pointed out, is much more relevant to human health than dry bulb temperature, which is what you would find reported in the newspapers. Okay, but the humidity part, a 35 degree temperature in a city like Bombay or Chennai is far worse than 35 degrees in Delhi or Pune, which are interior lower humidity.
Right.
So the Indo-Gangetic Plains have that. Then the Sundarbans has it's eroding very quickly for various reasons, climate change as well as other developmental reasons, but also cycling. They are vulnerable to intensifying cyclones.
Correct.
And then glacier melt is threatening to create greater flood situations, and there are a lot of rivers flowing through the Indo-Gangetic Plains, emptying out into the Bay of Bengal in the Sundarbans. So the convergence is particularly strong in this region, and that's what me as a person, from what I've studied, both in terms of my own science but also larger reading, that's one thing I consider major reason for concern.
Now, Chirag, I'd like to talk a little about your work. So you're a physicist and a climatologist. Now, how do these two aspects inform the work that you do?
Right. So, in fact, I used to work in physics. I was working in quantum mechanics. And eventually, I decided to switch because I just didn't see myself doing the same work in the long run. I wanted it to be more connected to my larger concerns.
Right.
So, I switched to climate science. And, you know, in one sense, it looks like a big switch. But on the other hand, it was basically bringing my physics and my mathematics background to bear on questions which are related to weather and climate.
Right.
My work is on the physics of radiation and precipitation.
Okay.
So how precipitation in particular is responding, and this is my current focus of work, the focus of my work,
right,
how it's responding to changes in aerosols, which is to say air pollution.
Right.
Okay. So the physics of that, how does it respond? How will it do so in the future? And as pollution levels, as you know, emission norms are enforced and pollution levels hopefully drop in the future,
right,
what will that mean for the Indian monsoon? So these are the questions that together with my colleagues at the Institute and elsewhere, we are working on.
I see. Wow, that's so interesting. Well, that's all the time we have, Chirag. Thank you so much for being on the show, and all the best for your work.
Thank you very much. And to you too. Thanks for having me.
That was climate scientist Dr. Chirag Thara talking about the different ways in which climate change is affecting India and some of the impacts that he is concerned about. That's it from me today. Join me next week as I speak to a special guest and also bring you up to speed with news of the climate crisis. Follow this podcast and my column in Mint Lounge on Twitter with the hashtag MintClimateTracker. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite platforms, including Stitcher, Apple, Spotify, Google, and JioSaavn. Follow HD Smartcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram with the handle HD Smartcast, and write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. I am Bibek Bhattacharya, and you've been listening to the Mint Climate Change Tracker. See you all next week. And remember, the climate clock is ticking.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.